30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ignition sequence start.
This is just the beginning.
Are you ready?
Here comes the best part.
1, 2, 3.
Go. Life Matters, a 5-time winner of the best morning show in Wisconsin. Hosted by Nancy Douglas and Tom Giovannone.
All of you, get ready.
Life Matters begins on Lake 96.1.
Welcome to Life Matters.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
So, what a horrible, horrible tragedy and accident. I mean, there's really nothing that you can say about just simply something that split-second timing.
And it doesn't matter how it happened, whose fault it was. It's horrible.
Yeah. I will say this, it was a very good example of communities working together because there are three states that are right there that kind of connect together. Well, D.C. and two states that kind of connect right together. And all of the first responders from everywhere were covering all the bases and they were just, you know, the working together. Yeah, was incredible. But speaking of first responders.
Yeah, I got to eat a little crow and happily. I do pick on the fire department a lot. I think we all know that, and I do it out of love and because it's really easy. But we had an incident at my mom's house last weekend.
After the show.
Yeah, after
Poor
the show. And she called me at home, and I'm a half an hour away, you know, when I'm behaving myself. And so I called the PD and said, hey, can you get somebody out there? When I get there, two of our officers were on scene. And I said, do you have any problem getting in the house? And they said, no, rescue was already here. So,
oh God.
It's a rare occasion, but huge shout out and thank you to the Lake Geneva Rescue. They did a great job, and they got in, and they beat the PD there. I have to say we lost that one. But in our officer's defense, they were on a call, and they got the call.
Right.
So, but regardless, they did a great job. My mom is not a good patient. In fact, she was ordered to go by her youngest son, and she couldn't refuse. And
Barb, come on.
And she knows this is coming, but I told her at the house that she had fractured her arm, and they told her at the hospital she had fractured her arm. So I very politely and very courteously reminded her all the way home that I was right.
Yeah, I'm sure it was polite.
And every time I check in, I go, remember, I was right.
And you know, Barb was sitting in the passenger seat thinking, when is my hearing going to go?
Yeah.
I know.
Actually, I think she was thinking, I wish it was my left arm because I could smack him with his glass. Which she's done before, and
so
I probably deserve
it. Right, you probably deserved it. And if she does it today, you'll probably deserve that for something that you've already done or is about to do. So is she in a full cast? Or
no, we're going on the 10th for that. She's in a splint now, but it's kind of non-removable.
Is it? She's not going to have surgery or anything, right?
I don't think so at this point. Like actually, it's in her wrist. It's a radial bone that's fractured.
Okay.
But it needs to be immobilized so it can heal.
Of course.
But considering what happened, I think she came out of it pretty good.
Sure.
She's tough.
She didn't hit her head.
No,
she didn't break a leg.
When she called me, she said, I fell. I need help getting up. Okay. I'll be on my way. Are you all right? Well, my arm hurts a little bit. Bring some ACE bandages. And I said, okay, how bad?
That's how they used to do it, dude. A little Jack Daniels and some ACE bandages.
Right. So I told her, I'll call the PD because, again, it's a half an hour. And she said, fine, but I don't want a rescue squad here. I was like, yeah, okay.
So I'll be the judge of that.
Thank God they went. And, again, thank you very much. Great job. Got there first. Totally impressed.
Listen, we joke.
Yeah.
But we also more than balance out our joking with the actual facts,
absolutely,
which are the first responders in the city of Lake Geneva,
phenomenal,
in the cities surrounding us, and in Walworth County are top notch.
Absolutely.
Period. End of story. Say what you want. That is exactly right. And the fact that they were there, how'd they get in? Do you have to repair anything?
Well, no, we didn't.
Okay.
I had set up. So the Lake Geneva Police Department has an in-house computer system that has information on people. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I called them when my mom started getting older, mm-hmm. you know, when we were preparing for stuff like this. And I gave them her garage code.
Oh, yeah.
So if you ever got to get in, just hit the garage code, which they had. Mm-hmm. But it didn't work because the batteries are dead on the garage. But fortunately, the front door was open.
Oh, good.
So all they did was push on and walked in.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you laying on the floor. Are you okay?
Yeah.
And I'm sure she responded with, I told them not to call rescue.
But then she was glad. Like she.
Well, yeah.
But I wouldn't want the rescue squad.
No, I'd
either.
Be doing the same thing. Yeah, no, that leg falls off all the time. I'll be fine.
Although, I've never ridden in an ambulance. That would be cool.
Oh, I have.
It wouldn't be cool if I was hurt.
No.
Did you take her or did she ride in an ambo?
No, she went in the ambulance. Well, you know, it's just safer.
Right.
For her to get in and out of the
yeah.
Jeep. And we
for
didn't,
them to
at
do
the
it.
Time,
right.
We didn't know if it was broke or actually sprained, which, remember I said I was right? Mm-hmm. I was. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
She's adorable. So when she gets a cast, she gets to pick a color. You know how kids get cast and they're like neon
I'm
pink
sure they
or
will
whatever.
Give her the option. I don't know
she
which
should,
way she'll go, though.
She should.
Probably rose.
Oh. Yeah, she should be able to pick a color. Yes, because that's what grandma needs is to be huffing spray paint. Huh?
Well, I'll take her out to the shop. We'll tape her up and spray it down. Speaking of trucks and monsters, though, we've had some fun. Now,
can't
I'm not
coin
officially
a...
coining you. That I'm not okay. coining you. I'm gifting you a coin.
Another? Oh, the
it's
State,
a State Patrol coin.
Patrol yep. one.
Yep. I couldn't
I
get them to
it.
Put zipper heads on there because that's what we call them. But,
zipper heads.
And also,
I love it.
I need to give you this.
Uh-oh.
It's from Amy and I.
Uh-oh. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a bill for all
it
your work?
It shouldn't be ticking. Oh, I didn't think of that.
It's an invoice.
No, we'll wait till we're done. Then we'll send that.
Uh-oh, it's wrapped up in cardboard. So I'm guessing you brought a knife to...
No, actually I didn't. You want some help?
Wait. Oh, nope, I got it. We got it. Okay.
So, yeah, we Amy was doing some searching and found this and thought it was perfect.
Oh, my gosh. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Love the colors.
Oh, my goodness. It's an address plate for the house.
And it's going to blend right into the porch, I think.
It is. Oh, my gosh, you did not have to do that. This is gorgeous, and it's got an American flag on it.
Well, yeah.
It's going to go right above the mailbox.
Yep.
This is gorgeous. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
You did not have to do that. You guys are so awesome.
Well, you let us wreck your kitchen.
It's
the least we could do.
I have a story about that, too.
The kitchen?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The kitchen. It's too much. I love it.
No, it's not. It's perfect.
Oh, it's awesome. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
And your help. Seriously, you saved our lives with the bringing the trailer over and pulling stuff out. And we would not nearly be as far as we are.
Thank you very much. But it was truly our pleasure. And
I know. I,
if
said,
I remember right. You guys, bought lunch last week.
You
so
guys need to get out more.
It was worth it. No. It, you know, you get into stuff like that. This, we're counting your house as one of ours.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're weird. But this is our third renovation. So it's fun, you know, and you learn stuff every time you do it, and things get easier.
We've got two guests today.
Really?
I know.
96.1 minutes. We're trending that way. What do you think, guys?
Brian Holt is the executive director at the United Way. He's coming in to talk about updates for what's going on with
the
United Way.
He's doing a
great job there. Oh, my God, yes. And we are partnering with them for a promotion to educate and encourage people to get involved with the United Way and why, and educate people on what is available as far as help if you need it, because you have no idea.
Yeah, there's a lot
how many
out
things
there
they can do. So we're going to talk to him first, and then we're going to talk to Greg Johns from Stackstone Wealth Management.
Okay.
Basically, first we're going to talk about the United Way and how you can donate money. Then we're going to talk to Greg about how you make extra money to donate to charities.
I love the way that just works together.
I
it's
know.
Perfect.
Right. It's a full circle show.
Yeah. Get your donations set up and then go make them.
Yeah. So Brian's coming up next. We'll be right back right here on Life Matters on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Everybody's sitting on their hands now.
Yell at us right away.
Welcome back to Life Matter. Brian Holt, the Executive Director of the United Way of Walworth County, joins us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me in.
Hey, no problem. We're talking to you this morning because we are going to announce a program that the radio station is doing in conjunction with the United Way and all of its all of the entities that are covered under the United Way umbrella. And it's a long term partnership, but we're calling it the Power Partners here on Lake 96.1, and we're going to talk a little bit about that in just a few minutes. But in the meantime, give us an update, Brian. Like, anything new, challenging, anything you need help with? Obviously, you always need, you know, volunteers and, you know, everything. But give us a little bit of the state of the United Way for the moment.
Of course, yeah. Thank you for asking. I think as an organization, we really feel the momentum of the new board.
Perfect.
And I've been here now over 7 months, and we have done a lot of changes in the last 7 months. But the feeling of enthusiasm and excitement and momentum, it's infectious. And I love getting up and doing this job and helping the people of Walworth County. And we're really headed in a good direction. And I really appreciate you having me in and asking about that. And to the Power Partners, oh my goodness, the enthusiasm at the partnership meeting the other day that you guys were in attendance at, and from my board when I talked to them about this program, what a great idea to bring that awareness to the public. So,
oh yeah, it's going to be fun. And sorry, I had to run out of that meeting. Tessa stayed, but I had a tube blow at the transmitter, and so
out of the
sudden,
list of problems that need to be handled immediately, that one's at the top. So.
It pretty much is. Yeah. Dead air. Not good.
No.
Yeah. So
people don't like that.
I had to duck out, and I hated it because I definitely wanted to answer any questions or anything.
Sure.
But Tessa, like, she's I'm not going to insult her by calling her a mini me, but she, you know,
she handled it.
She's way better than me.
She did a great job.
Yeah, she was awesome. And so, but that was great. There were a lot of people at that meeting, a lot of people in that room. And tell me a little bit about where they were all from.
Oh, all over. So
just your different partners.
Those are your nonprofit agencies that operate here in Walworth County.
Yeah.
Yep. We come together quarterly, to discuss things that are relevant to all nonprofits, to share information, and to work on efficiencies, how we can help each other out. So I appreciate you being there. I will say, as far as updates from the United Way, a big thing that's happening, if you are a nonprofit yourself or know leadership or a veterans organization, our last rounds of ARPA funding is now available. So there's monies available to nonprofits to apply for up to $9,000.
Nice.
Or if you're a veterans organization, so that's 501c19 or C3. You can go to our website, which is unitedwaywalworth.org, more on the top, and then ARPA round 6.
Mm-hmm.
And you can apply up until February 28th.
Wow.
So there's monies available right now for the nonprofit network.
Nice.
That's left over from the federal funding from COVID. We're in a novel situation here in the county, and credit to the county leadership and finance who was able to put together this package to help support our nonprofit. So definitely don't leave that money on the table. If you think you're small and you're not sure how to put together a grant, you can always reach out to me personally, and I'll help navigate that process.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. So I feel like Walworth County has always been pretty fiscally responsible. I mean, I know I knew Dave Brettle very well, and he, you know, that started with him. I mean, he just was a master at budgets and all of it. And, you know, that's continued on, which, like you said, huge credit, because if they would have eaten all that money up, you wouldn't be able to disperse it to the nonprofits. So
very smart thinking.
Yep. Yeah.
One of only two counties that are debt-free right now. I believe that's still correct. Not having to pay down debt service, that money goes back into the community, and that's good. Or to essential services, it makes it good to serve in that role as well. Makes our job easier.
Oh yeah, no kidding. So this time of the year, what can people do to help the United Way? Because every single time of the year, every single month, there's a different reason why certain things need to be focused on. I have to assume, you know, anything kid related right now, just because between cold and clothes and, you know, food and, you know, people are all, you know, happy to donate at the holidays and everything. But sometimes, you know, this period of time, I think this period of time, people kind of forget about, but then summertime and kids not eating and, you know, not being, you know, having the access to the school resources, you know, that's another time that people forget. It's not just, you know, we're not just collecting books, you know, school supplies here. I mean, we're, you know, and so what else right now should, can people help out with?
Sure. I would say we're not in the middle of a specific fundraising campaign for ourselves, but that doesn't mean that long-term, like, sustainable donations aren't incredible.
Right.
One of the things that lets us continue to operate consistently is people who choose either through payroll campaigns at their work, or they go to our website and sign up for a $5 a month contribution. People don't, you know, a big sum of money around the holidays is good, but we're talking about those periods of time right now. There's a lot of support that came over Christmas. Now there's a month later, some of those things are getting used up or worn out. One of the things you can do, if you can make long-term sustaining donations, that's super important. The other one is just pay attention to our neighbors. You know, one of the reasons we knew we were coming in here and the power partners and all the reasons to put that together is just keep an eye on how people are doing. You know, there's struggle out there and it's not always super visible. Now's the time to check in on people. Have you seen them? You know, have you out and about, that kind of stuff? And then just ask. You know, sometimes it's very hard to ask other people for help, but when you're confronted with that, that's what being a good neighbor is. You ask them and people will tell you if they need it. I hope so.
And you can also tell if they're denying that they need help when they really do.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can just do things without them knowing.
Yeah.
You know, bag of groceries
dig one layer
on a doorstep.
Deeper.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, something like that just to break the ice or something and let them know that, you know, you care. And that's the big thing between the power partners. So what we're going to do is to explain this program a little bit. Everybody's going to want to kind of pay attention over the next few months. What we've put together is monthly themes that talk about relevant issues, whether it's a, you know, this is something awareness month or whatever, but we've chosen a theme for every month: homelessness, nutrition awareness, youth development, veteran support, you know, all of these things. And we're going to spotlight and promote the various organizations under the United Way umbrella very consistently and very repetitively, so you will learn and have these things in the top of your mind when you do go to make decisions about charitable donations or volunteering your time or, you know, whatever the need might be, particularly for, you know, that particular month and those particular subjects. Brian's going to come in once a month and talk to, well, I think we're trying to figure out still if I think we're going to have you record interviews or even do them live in the mornings. And then also we're going to record them so that we can play them in the afternoon as well with Mike Mason. So just, you know, kind of going back and forth with that. It's, you know, we're going to dedicate a special page on our website for it with links to all of the different organizations. We're going to set that up, but that's going to start next week, and it's going to run, you know, as long as we have charities to highlight, which is going to be until the three of us are no longer on the planet. But the reason why we're calling it Power Partners is because of what you just said. There's power in numbers. Okay. And that $5 donation, you know, if there's 100 people and it's every month for a year, that's a lot of money. I mean, that's a very big donation collectively. And so we just want to encourage that and to inform people. And it's not only going to let people know what they can do to help, but it's also going to let people know what help they might need that they weren't aware of. Yeah. Because how often does that happen, right? They just didn't know that they could get that kind of help.
Yep. That it's that same momentum. When you're participating in the process, mm-hmm. you like to follow up with where it's going. You feel invested in those organizations, and you find that you did have the time or the treasure to help contribute.
Right.
And that's it's infectious. You know, it inspires other people to do it, and then we're on an upward trend, and that's where we want is to feel that momentum. Yeah.
And it all stays local.
Yeah.
You're helping out your neighbors. You're helping out your county.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, very good point.
Something important to mention, too, right now, in order to be a member of my network, this is a very unofficial thing.
Okay.
The United Way sees itself as an umbrella that oversees all the nonprofits in Walworth County. In order to be a member of that network, you simply email me and you get on the network list. And every nonprofit and veterans organization is eligible to apply for those grants.
Right.
So if you know that you haven't had an affiliation with United Way before and you want to get on that list for information, or you want to participate in Power Partners, it's open to any nonprofits in the county who are operating here and are serving Walworth County citizens. So this is a great opportunity, too, for us to bring more organizations that might not be connected into the fold, for sure.
That's nice. Cool. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Because that's the other thing I would guess that if I was the head of an organization that's super small and I'm just I would feel maybe like I wouldn't be eligible for that kind of help from the umbrella organization.
That's exactly who I want to help.
Right.
I want to help them make sure that because they're the point of contact with their group. Mm-hmm. If you're in a small town, especially if you're in one of our outskirt communities where maybe resources aren't being directed as easily, or it's hard to get into Elkhorn or to the bigger towns to mm-hmm. access stuff. Your voice needs to be heard, too. And those communities have people who want to volunteer and give. And part of our mission is to make sure that their voices are heard as well.
Reaching out. I mean, it's you keep talking and things get done. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is, because eventually the words reach the right people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in this case, the words are going to reach a lot of people, because we're going to repeat it over and over again. You know, you guys are going to talk about it. The individual charities are going to talk about it. And I also want to maybe clarify something a little bit. The United Way isn't in charge. They're not, you know, of all of these organizations.
The United Way
is the support. Okay, so they're not over all of these organizations. They are underlifting them.
Correct.
Right.
So, you know, understand that.
Mm-hmm. My job is to find them resources and offer support.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. The coordinating aspect and the communication, if we can find that, I can come to you with a suggestion, but if I'm not backing it up with dollars and with trust and it doesn't make sense to everybody, then we're not doing it right.
So action.
The more mm-hmm. people I'm hearing from and the more in tune we are, hopefully the more people we can help. Yeah.
Well, we are going to, you will definitely know, we are kicking this off next week, and I will let my on-air staff build the hype and the suspense and everything. So I'm not going to share the secrets on how they're going to do that. They're a bunch of creative folks, and they're going to get that done. But in the meantime, what else? So, like, for instance, in February, perfect, supporting the unhoused population. There are a lot of entities in Walworth County that take care of some of that. Things that also... organizations you don't really think about homelessness, mm-hmm. right? Like Agape House.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think about the fact that that's young people, but they some of them are also homeless. It's you know, so it's not just struggling, it's also unhoused. And so there's organizations on this list that I had not been aware of. Agape House, Bethel House, Community Action, Twin Oaks, Christ Church Episcopal in Delavan, 14th Apostle in Delavan, East Troy Family and Community Resource Center, Habitat for Humanity, obviously, Helping Hands of St. Peter, Hope Now, Inc., New Beginnings, APFV, Safe Families, Spirit of Hope, Homeless Shelter, or Spirit of Hope, Homeless Shelters, you know, and that's not even the whole list.
No, and more. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you don't realize how many organizations are out there to help. And like Twin Oaks, that homeless shelter has a year waiting list or something like that. Like it's so there, but there's all these other organizations that could help that people don't know about too.
Yeah. And the need exists.
Mm-hmm.
That list is huge, but it can be an invisible population. And I'm really glad that you guys have picked February to highlight that. Again, we talked about that cycle of donation for kids.
Right.
When it comes to shelter, a lot of these fundraisers happen in the summer. It's easier for people to be out and about and not consuming the support and resources. Mm-hmm. Things kind of get banked up. And then in the winter, they get used. You can't be out right now.
Imagine the cold last week. Oh.
Well, even now, I mean, the weather is much more mild
right now.
But imagine being outside at 25 degrees.
Yeah. Well, the wind chill last week.
That's cold.
The wind chill at some point, not last week, the week before,
was we had a negative
36 or something.
Yeah.
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 Like,
it's brutal.
How do you, even if you have a car to live in,
right, that
doesn't necessarily mean you have the money to put fuel in it to keep it running.
Right,
plus, that is incredibly, incredibly dangerous to fall asleep in your car while it's running.
Right.
RVs as well.
Right.
There are people who are in RVs, but if you don't have an electric hookup, or if you're, those things have been shut off, which happens at places. It's very dangerous.
They winterize those, campsites and everything, so you can't use them in the wintertime and so that's not necessarily a place you can find refuge. So, I mean, it just, there's just too many things that people don't think about. There's a lot of ground to cover. And so we just felt like this is going to be something that we can, continue and spread a bigger word to a wider berth of people and really just kind of hammer down on the needs in the community. And I also want people to understand how much help there is in this county.
Right.
Like this is just an unbelievably generous and comprehensive list of places and people that will help you with so many different things.
We had this discussion when we were planning how to put together Power Partners, but it feeds off of each other. There's an incredible place for philanthropy, and that philanthropy exists because the nonprofit network is so strong, and the nonprofit sector is strong because of the philanthropy,
right.
And now they feed off of each other. And it's one of those things where putting energy into either of those spaces, they build each other up. It's that momentum. We're going in the right direction.
Yeah.
And the more we participate, you feel good about yourself. You feel good about your neighbors. You're actively participating in making this a better place to live.
Right. And also, far be it from me to bring a political issue into this, but it's not bad. As the economy improves, which I strongly believe it will.
Mm-hmm.
I know nobody is surprised by how I feel about that. As the economy improves, people have more money to donate.
Yeah,
and
it's easier to help.
So, yes. And I know that nonprofits have suffered because of the economy over the last few years. I mean, I have to give less,
right.
It's the same, And so with that improvement, that's why this is a good role to get on with the Power Partners and everything else that you guys are doing, because you might as well get people in the habit of regularly and consistently donating time or treasure while they have it.
Mm-hmm. If we're on an upward trend, now is the time to build resiliency, to create that foundation so that when we, if there's ever ripples, our job is to create consistency.
Right.
And well, $5 a month, and it's staying local.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big investment.
No. Yeah. I mean, $20 a month. Let's say
$20. Well, yeah, but even at five, like you said, 100 people give $5 a month.
Yeah.
That's
a
lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
But it's not a lot of money for that person making the donation.
Right.
The reason
$5.
I said the number is it's because almost everybody is capable of a meaningful contribution.
Sure.
Right.
That's what I'm
saying.
And
$5 is meaningful on a regular basis when you
absolutely.
Add it up. That's absolutely.
And like we've talked about before, that money goes much further than its value because of the programs that you guys are involved in.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully channeling other resources into the community. Yes.
Right.
An
absolutely.
Important aspect of what we do.
Right.
But we get $30,000 donations over the holidays, and we get those $5 donations. They are both incredibly appreciated.
Yeah.
It's those small dollar donos are still almost 70% of what comes into our organization.
Oh, yeah.
That sustains us.
Yeah, I have no doubt about that. That's That makes complete sense. Mm-hmm. How do we want to? And also, we will also have a link so you can directly contribute. Like we will, you'll click on a link and then you can contribute through PayPal or whatever you know system online is. Please do not send me a check for the United Way. I am not. We don't have anything to do with the funds part. All of that goes directly to the professional money handlers, and so we will also, like I said, have the links on there so that you can go and donate, and you can earmark it right to a certain organization if you want to.
There'll be a comment section on there for sure.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, there. Our website will be ready, and those links will be available for you.
Yep. Awesome, Brian. Thank you so much. Anything? Oh, United Way. What's the website?
UnitedWayWalworth.org.
.org. UnitedWayWalworth.org, or just Google United Way of Walworth County.
You got it.
Pops right up.
Yep.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you guys. Thanks. I look forward to talking to you over the next couple of months here. It's gonna be wonderful.
You're going to get sick of us.
It will be.
No, yay! I won't.
Anyway, coming up next, more Life Matters right here on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back to Life Matters. Okay, so we've told you in the segment prior to this how to spend your money. Just donate it all to the United Way.
Yeah, which is great.
I mean, there's really nothing more you can do. Now, Greg Johns from Stackstone Wealth is here to talk about how to make the money to donate to the United Way. See? I mean, we're full circle here.
And it flows right together. It's perfect.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are the both of you? Great.
We are good. We are good. New Year's financial resolutions. Does anybody stick to them?
Some people do, some people don't. My guess would be that the vast majority of people do not.
I was going to say.
But just the very act of creating goals for the year, creating some sort of resolution for the year, will make your behavior kind of trend towards the direction, at least, of going towards those goals. Even if you don't accomplish them, it's good to set the goal so that you improve versus not doing anything at all.
Start creating the habit. Right?
Sure.
You don't reach your goals, I take it?
I don't do New Year's resolutions.
Oh, yeah, I don't either because I definitely disappoint myself. Yeah, I'm usually disappointed.
I like to make money so I can spend it.
Right. That's exactly what Stackstone is here to help you do, is manage your finances so you are in a positive position.
I think a great starting point is always organization.
Ah.
Sometimes people are just kind of flying off the cuff, flying by the seat of their pants through life, and they're not even ever at any point taking the time to just sit down, put everything on paper, the money I have coming in, the money I have going out, where are my savings accounts, you know, what are the balances? And they don't take a proper inventory and organize everything. And that's how people, you know, get stuck with wasteful spending. They don't realize how much they're spending on going out to eat. They don't realize how much they're wasting on subscriptions they don't use a whole lot. So just getting organized and taking that inventory is step one towards figuring out how to make an improvement to begin with.
Common sense. Now we have tax season upon us. When people have tax refunds, big or small, I mean, there's very good and bad things you can do with those, right?
Absolutely.
Like, I would say take your tax refund, pay off a high interest credit card.
That's a low hanging fruit. Yes.
Uh-huh.
That creates a drag over the long haul that, you know, we don't really notice on a monthly basis. But when you look at that credit card statement and they show you, oh, you're paying 24.99% interest. Wow, that's creating quite a drag for you. That's not your 3.5-4% mortgage. That's not your 5% car payment. That is really huge. So to get rid of that and what beating down that credit card debt really does is it actually frees up cash flow once you start paying down that principal, because then that high interest that's being applied to the principal, that's reducing your interest part of your payment.
What do you suggest, like, the first step be? Like you said, get organized, right?
Get organized so that you know where everything is, so that you can identify how much you have in the high interest loan space of your balance sheet, how much you have in the wasteful side of your balance sheet. Even if you don't, you know, knock out everything, you can find these low-hanging fruit items, the wasteful spending, where to apply, you know, a tax refund towards the credit cards. Let's attack that first. Also want to always make sure that if our emergency savings, our cash reserves are a little low, we don't want to just pay off all the credit card debt with our refund and not have anything in savings.
Right.
You still need an emergency savings, because what happens if you don't plan that out properly? You put all that tax refund into the credit card payment, and then 2 months later you have a major emergency with your home or a medical emergency or your vehicle, and then all of a sudden that money is going right back on the credit card.
Right.
So it's kind of, you know, setting yourself up for failure if you don't discipline your behavior by having a backup in savings and reserves first.
You know, one of the things that I figured out about myself is that I have all of my payments just automatically deducted. Mm-hmm. What that does is it makes you less aware of exactly what you're paying out, because it just comes out and I don't pay any attention. I know it's going to come out. I know it's going to be paid on time. And you don't necessarily pay attention until you do exactly what Greg just said, which is make a list of all these things. Then you're looking at it like, holy crap, how did my payment on my credit card get to be, you know, $500 a month? If you aren't writing that check like we used to do, it does take away some of that immediate awareness of what you're spending.
I write a check for everything.
Do you?
Yep. I want to know. And you're able to, you know, hit those Christmas bills.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're debt-free from Christmas because I was ready for it, and the money was there. You know, and you're better off having a little less in your savings, paying off those high-interest bills, credit cards.
Yeah.
I have to ask, how do you feel like the attitude is economically since the beginning of the year? I mean, are you seeing more confidence? Are you seeing, I mean, has there been any changes in your line of work based on, again, more confidence in the economy, change in administration, changes in policies, things like that? Are you seeing any positive or negative effects of any of these things that are today's news, basically?
You know, I think there's been a tug of war. I think there's been some optimism because of a more economy-friendly and business-friendly administration coming into the White House and the turnover in Congress. But there's also been a, you know, continuation of a harsh financial reality across the board in America. Delinquencies have gone way up on debt facilities. Credit card debt is way up. Housing prices are still very, very elevated. So people, I don't think people are pessimistic, but they're also not optimistic. I think people are kind of lukewarm. They're kind of neutral. They're a little unsure of what the next steps are going to be. But the thing that I'm personally concerned about when I look at the national scope data is how high credit card debt has become, how high the rate of delinquencies have become. We're going all the way back now to 2009.
Wow.
Coming out, still in the great financial crisis, we're seeing those levels of per capita debt, per capita credit card debts. Delinquencies have gone up a lot. So there's just a big tug of war. There's they call it kind of like a bifurcated economy, where you've got part of the economy doing really well, part of it having a lot of red flags.
Right.
And how it all plays out is anybody's guess. So, you know, I really focus on where are the areas of strength, and I try to just direct all my clients to the areas of strength, investing in productive assets, investing in places where there's still the sustainable built-in recurring revenue and upside for potential and growth. And that's really how you combat, you know, the risk exposure you have to all these red flag areas, like, you know, commercial office real estate, like in the major cities. You've got a lot of office buildings that are selling for 20 cents on the dollar from where they were 10 years ago.
Wow.
You've got big high rises, Class A and Class B commercial office space in Chicago that is literally on 60, 70, 80% markdowns from where it was 10 years ago. And these people who invested in these office buildings a decade ago, they're just losing their shirts.
Right.
So think about this. They're losing 80%. And over that period of time, the dollar has lost about 60% of its buying power on top of that. So your loss, your inflation adjusted loss is like 90, 95%.
Right.
It's massive. Wow. So this is, you know, those are the areas you just want to avoid, and you want to focus on areas of productivity.
Mm-hmm. And, areas of productivity right now?
You know, there's been this craze of AI and machine learning and all this stuff, and there was just a freak out last week over this DeepSeek AI, you know, bot that a Chinese hedge fund created, and it's all a bunch of a hogwash for the most part because they claim they trained this model for $6 million of expenses. It's completely impossible.
Right.
And now just today, you've got reports from some really, really good American-based research firms and companies saying, yeah, it looks like the Chinese government backed this system. It looks like they may have had 50,000 to 75,000 NVIDIA graphics processing units, and they lied about
it.
And it cost them tens or hundreds of millions to do this instead of 6 million.
Right.
And it looks like they also stole a lot of the data from ChatGPT and used it to just mimic their own system. Mm. And so it really is about the same as ChatGPT. It's not really any different, but they claim it's better even though it's not. And they've lied, you know, standard operating procedure for the Chinese government.
Shocking.
There's just so much misinformation, but that space AI is still very, very promising because it's starting to get monetized. There's companies who are producing programs now that they sell to other companies. Those companies are actually experiencing real bottom line productivity gains that they can measure. Say, we're saving $40 million a quarter.
Right.
We're saving $200 million a quarter.
It's actually on paper.
It's actually happening. So the hype that was in 2021, 2022, and 2023, they are starting to, the cream is rising to the top. And we're starting to see some of the applications where it's actually producing real results for the customers of this product.
Right.
And so that's where we're focusing on, you know, like the dot-com bubble. You don't want to just go into something .com. You want to find the 5 to 10 different outfits that are really making this productive and turning it into positive cash flow.
We're talking with Greg Johns from Stackstone Wealth. You have to look at it long term. So this is what people like Greg do. Like, they calm your fears. They tell you to be consistent. They tell you, you know, not, again, to have these knee-jerk reactions. That's what that was last week. It's just a total knee-jerk reaction.
Don't even look at it.
You'll just stress yourself out. And you have to have even-keeled, calm people like Greg do this for you. Because it just, like, you are...
He's almost like a psychiatrist for you.
He is almost like... He's a financial psychiatrist. I'm going to put that on your business card.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. It really is.
Like, how many panic phone calls did you get about that whole tech problem last week?
Daily?
Really, not a whole lot of them, honestly.
Really?
Because, you know, we really do set that precedent with our clients at the beginning of our relationships.
You educate them in advance, right?
Say, hey, you know, we are investing in places of opportunity where there is a sustainable pattern of value being created, of production being realized, and cash flows and revenues and profits being generated in these places consistently looking over the next 3 to 5 years. And so when we review our portfolios on a monthly basis, we're looking 3 to 5 years. So 12 months ago, I was looking out 3 to 5 years, and today I'm looking out 3 to 5 years. We're just always looking from that perspective. We don't care as much about what's already happened or what's happening today. We're looking at what's going to happen over the next 3 to 5 years and what we can really count on. What we can really see is a sure bet or a confident place to position assets. You can't play the day-to-day stuff. You see NVIDIA, the top, you know, most valuable company in the world, go down 18% in one day.
Right.
And then it goes up 10% 2 days later.
Right.
And people freaking out in a two-day period. And then 2 days after that two-day period, I'm looking back and saying, folks, you know, we've had 22 trading days in the year, and the NASDAQ's up 2.5% for the year already. Mm-hmm. And we're not even through January.
Right.
So that huge panic, that crisis that everyone thought there was in the 24-hour news cycle, you know, already came to pass within 48 hours.
I mean, there are things that you do know and don't know that we don't, and ways that you can talk to people about how to navigate those things. Mm-hmm. And when they want to talk to you before we have you come back, how do they reach out to you?
Well, they can look us up. They can Google us. They can look us up online, you know, a simple browser search. Our phone number at the Lake Geneva office is 262-728-4000. You can also look us up on social media. We have a presence on LinkedIn and Facebook and Instagram. So you can find us, you know, anywhere. You know, as long as you have access to the internet, you can find us pretty easily at Stack Stonewall.
Greg, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We will see you. We're going to get you back on the calendar. I know he's probably like, no. Anyway, we'll be right back.
It's almost painless.
Oh, just stop. It's coming up next.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
Stop it.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Stop right there.
Stop. Stop it.
Just stop. Just stop talking.
Just stop.
I see.
Just stop. Anyway, yes. I have a few just stop stories, but we're short on time, so I'm not going to get to all of them. However, the very first one I want to say is that when you are knee-jerk reacting to things that the current administration is doing as far as bringing attention to issues, and you know they may not have the normal way of bringing up subjects or pointing out deficiencies or inefficiencies in government programs or other processes. Just before you freak out completely, give it a few days.
Yeah.
Because sometimes some of these things are done in order to make sure you understand that there's a problem. Like a lot of these things that were talked about last week with regard to stopping the federal payments and payout of grants and things like that. What you have to understand is that our government for quite a while now, but especially over the last 4 years, has increased some spending in areas that are completely and 100% not productive to the American human being and the American family and the American dream. The president has a way of being overly dramatic about something to get people to talk about it. Mm-hmm. He doesn't really care if you're for it or against it. He just wants you to talk about it. Okay, so now you know there's a problem. All right. So, for instance, we are sending money to Ukraine. Now, I don't know if we really sent $50 million to Ukraine to buy condoms or Gaza to buy condoms.
Well, that was my favorite one that came out.
That was my favorite one, too. But how much money have we sent to places and programs? You know, we're sending millions of dollars to support LGBTQ theater in Bosnia or something like that. Why? No.
Right.
No.
Why are we doing that?
And I've said this before, politicians tend to get in the way of things and business people tend to get things done. And yeah, in business, there's not a lot of feelings, okay? Because you got to say yes or no. There's a lot of black and white when it comes to business. It's either this way or that way. You're either going to make money or you're going to die. So what he's trying to do is show you this money was spent on these things. What could it have done for our homeless population?
North Carolina.
Uh-huh. Or, you know, veterans. I can tell you right now that I watched myself some of the hearing for Robert Kennedy for Health and Human Services Secretary last week.
Mm-hmm.
And he specifically said, we have a huge problem with service to people who are dually eligible for Medicare and Medicaid. They are not getting enough money to live. They are not getting enough attention on services they need. But then other parts of that same government agency are spending so much money on things that have nothing to do with taking care of the disabled and, again, the dual eligible people, men, women, and children in our country.
And mental illness, too.
And mental illness as well. And so, you know, he said, we have to fix that. Nobody's going to eliminate Medicare or Medicaid. They're trying to make it so it works for you. It doesn't work for you. Why are you only getting, you can't work, you're wheelchair bound. Why are you only getting $1,200 a month right. in aid?
Yeah, which.
And then $800 a month in rent to help with your rent.
Can't find any place to rent
no.
for $800 now.
No. So you're making $1,200 a month from your Social Security disability, whatever it is.
Right.
And then, you know, one of the other programs is covering, you know, $800 of your rent, but you live in an apartment that costs $1,000 a month. So you have $1,200. You have to take $200 and pay it for rent. And then you probably have medication that isn't fully covered because, again, Medicare and Medicaid are not working for the people it needs to. Like, just stop. Just stop. What it means is these places and these programs and these agencies are getting attention because of their inefficient programs.
Right. They're bleeding money.
Yes.
You got to stop the bleeding before
right.
you can fix it.
These people, okay, so these people that I'm talking about, wheelchair bound, you know, can't work, you know, continually getting sick, can't find transportation to doctor's appointments, all of these things, that money that we are, you know, whatting away.
Yes.
Should be going to those folks.
Yes.
They're the ones that are in need. They're the ones who deserve it. And so just give it a minute, okay? Just understand that when a business person looks at something, they solve it in a very, very different way
right.
than a politician. A politician wants to be involved. A business person wants it fixed and self-sufficient and effective.
Right.
So just stop panicking, okay? Stop calling the president racist and other ridiculously yeah. stupid names.
Stop hating just to hate.
Stop hating. You may not like the way he gets it done, but you're really going to like what he does.
Right.
Okay? Because when you see a neighbor in need, give it a few years, and that neighbor may no longer be in need.
Right.
So just stop. Just calm down. And
yes.
the biggest thing, stop being nasty to people. Just because we all want a better United States and a healthier well, United States and a more prosperous United States and a United States that's self-sustaining, that doesn't right. make us crazy.
Well, and MAGA is a movement that yeah. we all should be involved in, making
right.
America great again.
Yeah. So just calm down. Also, stop believing the media 100%. It was the media that told you that ICE went into a school in Chicago and started looking for children. And that is didn't. And not only did the mayor of Chicago endorse that story, but so did J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois,
oh, yeah.
went in and said it. And then both of them had to walk that back because that's not what happened at all. There was
right.
a threat at the school. And the cops went to investigate the threat.
Which is what they do.
Had nothing to do. Which they better do.
Right.
So just stop.
Right.
There's just nothing else to say about it. Just stop. Settle down. Settle down. Nobody's payments. Nobody's going to be evicted. 3 million people who are on rent assistance are not going to get evicted.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how that works.
Right.
Just stop. Anyway. Sorry, I took up the whole just stop time.
No, that's right. It's a very valid point, and it's a huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I honestly, I see CNN going out of business. They're running out of stuff to talk about. They're getting busted on all the lies.
Yep.
They're doing, the movement that has started is going in a very positive direction, and I forget her name right now, but the lady in charge of Homeland Security going out there with the ICE teams.
Christy Noem.
Yep. Kudos to her.
Mm-hmm.
She's out there on the lines with the guys. I think that is just phenomenal.
Have you ever seen her, though? She's a military person as well. And I think that she could probably keep up with those guys.
Well, yeah, more than likely. Uh-huh. But just, you know, this isn't about a girl being out there with the guys. This is about
leader being out
right,
there, not
exactly.
just there to look and manage. Like,
right.
I wouldn't want to cross hairs with that woman.
Yeah.
No.
But if you think back, what other leaders of that department did anything like that?
Oh, nobody.
These guys are all very proactive. They're very invested in what they're doing. And I, you know, if the Biden administration would have done that, I would have been applauding what they're doing.
For sure.
Because they're doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a party thing. This is an American thing.
Do you also find it odd that Biden couldn't find 300,000 and some children? And yeah. in the first week of the Trump administration, they had found 80,000 or so of those kids. And at the very least, they've located them and made sure they're safe,
right.
if not removed them from households that they shouldn't be in and things like that. But Biden couldn't find them?
Well, they were inept across the board. You have no leadership, it all falls apart.
Right.
And there was no leadership all the way down. President Trump going to North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
President Trump going out to California and sitting down with those officials there. And you may not like his tactics. I was 100% on board and behind him, applauding him.
Mm-hmm.
He was not rude. He wasn't disrespectful, but he was definitely in their face.
Factual.
Yes, very factual. And because of your failed policies, this happened.
Right.
We need to fix it. Not you need to fix it. We need to
right.
fix it. You know, and you can tell he's on board. He's invested in the people of this country. And
mm-hmm.
yes, I agree. Let him do his job.
There was a lady that was from, she was speaking Slovenian or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
Slavic.
Yeah. Well, you know, Melania speaks like six languages.
Very intelligent.
Fluently.
Woman. Yes.
Very fluently. And she was speaking to this lady and comforting her in her home language instead of broken
wow.
English or
why isn't that all over
whatever.
The
Oh, well, because it shows that,
right.
you know, this woman is actually a nice woman
right.
and, yeah,
well,
with a big heart.
Their agenda.
So it doesn't, yeah, that can't be right. And that lady, like, she hugged her and she was just so much more comforted because it was so personal.
Yeah, and genuine.
Yeah, and it was an amazing little
clip. I wish I'd have seen that.
Clip, yeah. But so, I mean, it's just boots on the ground, right? And not yeah. making promises you're not going to keep. Okay, and like I said, I understand you just want to hate. That's fine. You can hate him, but you're not going to hate the outcomes. So
right. and just
stop.
Please quit telling the lies.
Right, right. Anyway.
Yeah.
So my husband got in at 5:30 in the morning on a red eye yesterday, so we didn't
right.
get much done.
We'll make up
and,
for it today.
Yeah, we got to go over there today. And thanks for help filling up the dumpster. Oh, I
not
have
a
to
problem.
Man. Really, really quick, because we are totally out of time. Dumpster rental. Unhitched.
Yes.
Is where I got this dumpster. I called them. They had it there the next day.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, these guys are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely awesome. So if you need dumpster rental, go on. It's Unhitched. It's all like Unhitched Lake Geneva or something. You can just Google it. You'll find them. They're down in Genoa City. And they were awesome. So thank you, because we thought the trailer saved our lives. The dumpster,
no, that dumpster did.
Saved our lives.
By the time we got the mess cleaned up, it was almost full, and we
mm-hmm.
still had more to do.
And we still did more, yeah.
Right. Thank God you got it.
Every once in a while, the wife comes up with an idea.
Oh, you guys have been doing great, but without it, we'd have been
sunk. Oh, God. We would have never.
There'd be a big pile of debris in the middle of the kitchen.
In the middle of, well, and it
or
would
the
have.
Garage.
Yeah, yeah. Or just the street.
Yeah.
Because
well,
we were running out of room.
Yeah. It's not like North Church Street is busy or anything.
I have to figure out when trash day is. Still haven't figured that
yeah,
out
yet. Yeah, I can't
yet.
Help you there. It's Tuesday.
I mean, I saw it.
I think
it's Wednesday on that street.
Could be. It's Tuesday for us
but
out
I
there
never
in the woods.
Saw any trash cans out from anyone else.
Well, that generally is a good clue.
Yeah, so.
And
anyway.
City Hall would be able to tell you.
I know. I just got.
They're open Monday through Friday.
Literally, it's a freaking phone call, and I haven't made it. So whatever.
Well, we're busy.
I had a dumpster.
Yeah, tearing stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing today?
Tearing stuff up.
All right.
All right. In the meantime, coming up next, more music. We'll see you next week, right here on Lake 96.1.